One day, a man said to his friend, "I have got something to tell you. I have never told this to anyone. Even now, it is extremely difficult and painful for me to tell you." Encouraged by his friend, he said, "My wife and I have had a fight almost every day for the past 30 years of our marriage." The friend was taken aback. He did not know what to say. He thought that they were the best married and happiest couple he had ever known. After a brief pause, the friend said, "Every day?" The man said, "Yes, just about every day." The friend asked, "Did you fight today before you came to see me?" "Yes," the man said. "Well, how did it end up?" the friend asked. "Oh," the man said, "she came crawling to me on her hands and knees." "My goodness, what did she say?" his friend asked. The man said, "Oh, she said, 'Come out from under that bed, you coward, and fight like a man.'" My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, today's gospel passage is about the most essential Christian belief, the resurrection of the body. One day, Sadducees approached Jesus with a tricky question. The Sadducees, holding no belief in the resurrection of the dead, wished to trap Jesus. Who were Sadducees? Sadducees were one of the prominent Jewish political religious sects at the time of Jesus. They were aristocrats, priests, and the members of the supreme religious council called the Sanhedrin. They were liberal in political views but conservative in religious matters. They accepted only the written law of Moses and the first five books of the Old Testament as authoritative. They rejected many of the beliefs held by the Pharisees and by Jesus, including the resurrection from the dead. They thought believing in resurrection is superstitious. They asked Jesus for his views on a woman who had been married to seven men, each after the death of another. The question to Jesus is, after their death at the resurrection, whose wife she would be? My dear friends, in two ways, Jesus corrected the Sadducees. They thought that life after the death would be an extension of earthly life. In other words, resurrected people will continue to enjoy all the pleasures they had on earth, such as marriage. But Jesus reminded them that resurrection is a gift from God, awarded to those who are deemed worthy. Those deemed worthy are no longer subject to death because they are like angels. They are the children of God. In the life after the death, we all shall live like angels in heaven. Hence, at the resurrection, my dear friends, there will not be any physical relationship with one another in heaven. Jesus says that we will be transfigured, that everything, our life and our relationship will be changed. We will be just the children of God. We will be angels. To the Sadducees, the resurrection appeared ridiculous because they believed that with death, man's existence came to an end. But Jesus explained the belief in resurrection by quoting their scripture. Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. He reminded them, when God had manifested himself to Moses in the burning bush, he identified himself. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. My dear friends, he did not say he was or he had been the God of Abraham, but he said, I am the God of Abraham. That it means that Moses' ancestors who had died 100 years ago were still alive in God. God is God of living and not of dead. My dear friends, the greatest proof Jesus gave the life after death is his own resurrection. Our faith is founded on Christ's death and resurrection. St. Paul, in his first letter to Corinthians, says, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and our faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is delusion and you are still lost in your sins. My dear friends, all our faith, our hope rests on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Take this away and our Christian religion becomes an empty dream. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we all are here gathered in the church to worship our loving Lord. And we believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is our faith. In today's first reading, we heard of the martyrdom of the woman and her 7 sons. They were ready to die rather than sin, trusting in God to raise them up to an everlasting life. Catechism of the Catholic Church says, who will rise? All the dead will rise. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of the life. But those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. Today's readings invites us to approach the resurrection of the body with a genuine faith. and to live as a people of resurrection. May God bless you.